أعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He's the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance, and His forgiveness. I believe Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our flesh. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the court of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Al-Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Al-Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslim. After this, I greet you all with the greeting of Al-Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and the blessing of Almighty Allah be with you all. And inshallah, this lecture is supposed to be talking about the benefit of making salah. And before I start my lecture, I would like to warn the brothers as well as the sisters to stay awake because I didn't sleep yet. So in case I made a mistake or say something backwards, understand, be alert. Brother Saeed informed me yesterday, I said that Jahannam has 70 doors. If I said so, this is a mistake, and I beg Allah's forgiveness and the correction that paradise has 8 gates and hellfire has 7 gates. Okay? So, and maybe be worse than yesterday. I don't know what happened, but maybe I drank concentrated 50. And I'm sure that none of you know how to have a concentrated 50. What they do, put the bottle in the freezer. And after this, the water that in the 50 will turn to be a ice. But the caffeine and the 50 will remain to be a liquid. So when you drink it, this is concentrated and keep you up until the next day. So, this is that trick. I shouldn't teach you this thing, but I'm telling you this to wake you up. So I didn't sleep yet. So make sure that when I give a number of a prayer or a number or a surah, I'm giving the right number, double check behind me. And talking about the benefit of Salah, we start with Surah Al-Baqarah, okay, which is second surah, surah number 2. And verse number 3. Okay. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه، هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. ألف لام ميم. This is the book, Al-Quran, whereof there is no doubt, the guidance to those who are Al-Muttaqoon. The pious and righteous persons who fear Allah much, abstain from all kinds of sins and evil deeds which He has forbidden, and love Allah much, perform all kinds of good deeds which He has ordained, who believe in Al-Ghayb, the unseen, and perform As-Salah, Iqamat As-Salah, and spend out of what we have provided for them, i.e. give the zakah, spend on themselves, their parents, their children, their wives, and also give charity to the poor, and also in Allah's cause, jihad. Alright, why we mention in this verse? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us that this Quran, which is that no doubt in it, is guidance. But guidance only for a special people. If you want to receive the guidance of the Quran, you have to be from Al-Muttaqeen. And after this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gave us the quality of the Muttaqeen. And here are three characteristics. Number one is the belief in the unseen, like Jannah, Hellfire, believing in Allah, believing in the Day of Judgment, believing in the punishment and the reward in the grave, believing in the question in the grave, all the things that you don't see it, believing in the angels, believing in the jinn, okay? This was number one quality. Number two, Allah say what? يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. So, إِقَامَةُ الصَّلَاةِ, it will give you the benefit of the ability to be guided by the Quran. Because the Quran is a guidance, but only for the muttaqeen. And the characteristic of the muttaqeen, that they believe in the unseen, and immediately after believing in the unseen, came what? The action, which is establishing the prayer, and after this came the other thing, like giving the zakah, and again repeated the belief. Also in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 45, as well as verse 153. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioning in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, verse number 45, and also similarity, verse number 153. The statement, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Oh, you believe, seek help in patience and as-salah, the prayer. Truly Allah with As-Sabirin, the patient one. And this verse we had mentioned yesterday with the subject how to deal with anxiety. Alright? So, dealing with anxiety, in need sabr. And Allah is telling us seek help in what? Sabr and salah. This is the two elements that will make you steadfast. make you a person that can face the difficulty, dealing with hardship, dealing with problems that we face in every day, okay? So now one of the main elements to help you to deal with problems is what is to deal with the salah. Because the salah will put you in connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And will be strengthened for your heart and your iman because you'll be in touch with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the dua and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, a Muslim, when you have a hard time, when you have a difficulty, oh, brother, please, take this promo. Take this Pepsi out, brother, don't get your teeth again. I learned my lesson from last night.
Yes, we're here.
Okay. Caffeine, brother. So we seek help through prayer and patience. So one of the most important things to be able to survive in this life with its hardship and with the difficulty and all the things that you perform the prayer. Let's go to Surah Al-Ma'idah. Surah Al-Ma'idah is Surah number 5. And this is going to be verse number 6. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا قُمْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ فَاغْسِلُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ وَأَيْدِيَكُمْ إِلَى الْمَرَافِقِ وَامْسَحُوا بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ إِلَى الْكَعْبَيْنِ وَإِن كُنتُمْ جُنُبًا فَاطَّهَّرُوا وَإِن كُنتُم مَّرْضَىٰ أَوْ عَلَىٰ سَفَرٍ أَوْ جَاءَ أَحَدٌ مِّنكُم مِّنَ الْغَائِطِ أَوْ لَامَسْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ فَلَمْ تَجِدُوا مَاءً فَتَيَمَّمُوا صَعِيدًا طَيِّبًا فامسحوا بوجوهكم وأيديكم من ما يريد الله ليجعل عليكم من حرج ولكن يريد ليطهركم وليتم نعمته عليكم لعلكم تشكرون. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given us special instruction when we stand up for prayer, when we prepare for prayer. Oh, you believe, when you attend to offer a salah, the prayer, wash your faces and your hands, form arms, up to the elbows, rub by passing wet hands over your head, and wash your feet up to the ankles. If you are in a state of janaba, purify yourself. But if you are ill or in journey, or any of you comes after answering the call of nature, or if you have been in contact with women, i.e. sexual intercourse, and you find no water, then perform tayammum with clean earth and rub therewith your face and your hands. Allah does not want to place you in difficulty, but He wants to provide you and to complete His favor to you that you may be thankful. And this is something that we have to understand about the salah, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us that Allah doesn't accept the prayer without purification. Okay? That Allah doesn't accept prayer without purification. And the purpose of this purification is for two purposes, is to cleanse you physically and spiritually. The Prophet ﷺ has explained to us that when the person washed, that the sin that he had committed with his eyes will drop with the water, comes out with the water. And when you wash your arms, that also whatever sins that you commit with your arms will come with this water. So we wash in ourselves physically to cleanse ourselves, because this is one of the things which Allah loves. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. Indeed, Allah loves those who purify themselves, and Allah also loves those who repent to Him. So this is one thing, preparation for the Salah, that the person to purify himself, and this purification will be for our limbs, and also will be spiritually cleansed for our sins that will be committed. And the Salah itself, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained, and we're going to read this inshallah from the benefits of Salah when we come about the hadith, that Salah al-Zuhr will be expiation between the sins that happen between the morning prayer and the Zuhri prayer. And when it comes the Asr prayer and you perform the Asr prayer, so the Asr prayer will become what? Expiation and forgiveness for the sins that have been committed between Zuhr and Asr, and continue like this for all the Salah. And inshallah we're going to mention hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But since we're talking about this, maybe we can mention the hadith, since it's related to the subject of purification inshallah. Hadith which reported by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول أرأيتم لو أن نهرا بباب أحدكم يغتسل منه كل يوم خمس مرات هل يبقى من درنه شيء؟ قالوا لا يبقى من درنه شيء. قال فذلك مثل الصلوات الخمس يمحو الله بهن الخطايا. متفق عليه. Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, reported the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, imagine if one of you have a river running in front of his own house, which he will bathe 5 times every day in this lake or in this river. Will any impurity or dirt remain in his body after he washes 5 times a day? They say, no, O Prophet of Allah, no, any impurity in the dirt will remain in his body after bathing 5 times a day. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, so this is the likeness of the 5-time prayer. Allah will remove the sins with the prayer. See, can you imagine a person washing 5 times a day? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this will be what? The likeness and the example of the 5-time prayer. In Surah Maryam, Surah number 19 and verse number 31 saying, فأشارت إليه. We go early one verse or two. فأشارت إليه. قالوا كيف نكلم من كان في المهد صبيا. قال إني عبد الله آتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا وجعلني مباركا أينما كنت وأوصاني بالصلاة والزكاة ما دمت حيا وبرا بوالدتي ولم يجعلني جبارا شقيا. Then she pointed to him, i.e. Maryam, pointing to her baby. They said, how can we talk to one who is a child in the cradle? he, Isa alayhi salam, said, "Verily, I am the slave of Allah. He has given me the scripture and made me a prophet. And he has made me blessed wherever I be, and he has enjoined on me salah and zakah as long as I live. And beautiful to my mother and made me not arrogant and blessed." So we see here, even the prophet himself, with the high rank and their closeness to Allah, Allah commanded them with the salah. And right away, the first thing that Isa alayhi salam is uttering, after informing the people that he is prophet of Allah, he said, وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ, with a special wasiyah, recommendation. Why? Because this what brings the person closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no any other position the person can be closer to Allah than being in the salah, and especially when he goes in prostration. So we see the verse here is saying, قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ, indeed I am the slave servant of Allah. He gave me the book and made me a prophet. He made me blessed wherever I go. And he joined in me what? The salah. Okay? If we look in Surah Taha, which comes immediately after Maryam, Surah Taha, Surah number 20 and verse 132. Surah Taha, verse number 132. وأمر أهلك بالصلاة واصطبر عليها لا نسألك رزقا نحن نرزقك والعاقبة للتقوى. And enjoy a salah, the prayer, on your family and be patient in offering them, i.e. the salah, the prayer. We ask not of you provision to give us something or money. We provide for you and the food and the good in which is paradise is for the muttaqeen, the pious one. So here is a special order for each Muslim to join the ibadah of Allah, and number one comes in it is the salah. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ, and be patient, because it requires patience. And if you don't have patience, you could not keep with the salah. It requires patience when you get up before sunrise, and which is the best time that you feel that you incline to the bed. You see, it takes you patience because you have to stop your work and do the salah in time. You have to leave your work in Jum'ah and make the Jum'ah prayer. So all the things they need what? They need suffer, establishing the prayer. So it's two things required, is for you to perform the prayer and for you also to enjoy it and to order your family to do the prayer. And this again to show us the importance of the salah in the deen. In Surah Al-Ankabut, Surah number 45, verse number, Surah Al-Ankabut, Surah number 29, excuse me, I'm telling you, I think you're going to sleep before me. Surah number 29, Surah number 29, verse number 45. Surah 29. Yes, Surah number 29. البيرث نمبر 45. اتل ما اوحي اليك من الكتاب واقم الصلاة ان الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله اكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Recite, O Muhammad, what has been revealed to you of the book, the Quran, and perform the salah. Verily the salah, the prayer, prevents from al-fisk, great sins of every kind, unlawful sexual intercourse, and al-munkar, disbelief, polytheism, and every kind of evil, wicked deeds. And remembering praising of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah in front of the angels is greater indeed than your remembering praising of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah knows what that you do. So here the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, although it is the Prophet of Allah, Allah commanding him to do the salah. So the Prophet of Allah is not being excused from the salah. How me or you can be excused? And to some of the Sufis, they claim they are excused. You see, if the Prophet is not being excused from the salah, how a Sufi can be excused from the salah? It says that worship your Lord until certainty comes to you. So now they already reached the certainty. Now they see Allah, they feel Allah, they love Allah. So there is no more for need for salah. This is not Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us that whosoever abandons the prayer, he is a kafir. You see? And here also shows the benefit of the salah. That when we really in salah, and we perform the salah properly, and we guard our prayer in signs and purification and everything, it will be means to prevent us of indulging in the wrongdoing and the haram and the kufr and the fisk. This is one very important, because the prayer is going to be keeping you always in the remembrance of Allah, the fear of Allah. إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Okay? And by remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remember us. And the remembrance of Allah for us is much, much greater than us remembering Him. You see, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He doesn't need our ibadah. So when we come to Allah with this humble effort, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He praises us in the highest of all places among the angels. You see, we remember Allah here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will mention our names in the al-mala' al-a'la. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with this occasion about remembering Allah and this thing, that he's telling us that يتعاقبون فيكم ملائكة بالليل والنهار, that the angels, they have two shifts, and they change in shift in Salat al-Fajr and Salat al-Asr. Okay, you have a group of the angels, they guard over you, watch over you, recording your deeds, taking care of you, many things. And this angel, they change in shift in the Fajr prayer and Asr prayer. So when, if you are in the mosque, in Jama'ah, making the prayer, so the angels will be witness to you before Allah. And the second shift when it comes, and if you happen to be in Salat al-Asr, so when they came to receive the shift, you was making Salah. When they were about to depart and leave you to the second shift, he was in Salah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the angel ascended to Allah, Allah will ask him, كيف تركتم عبادي? How did he leave my slave servants? What they were doing? Sleeping, snoring, playing, gambling? How? What condition? He was said, oh Allah, when we came to them, they were making Salah. And when we left them, they were making Salah. You see? So now you will have a testimony by the angels before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. that when they came, he was making salah. When they left you, he was making salah. This is so good. Subhanallah. If we look in Surah Al-Mu'minun, Surah Al-Mu'minun, Surah number 23, the believer, Surah number 23, and this is verse number 2, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ إلا على أزواجهم أو ما ملكت أيمانهم فإنهم غير ملومين فمن ابتغى وراء ذلك فأولئك هم العادون والذين هم لأماناتهم وعهدهم راعون والذين هم على صلاتهم يحافظون أولئك هم الوارثون الذين يرثون الفردوس هم فيها خالدون الله سبحانه وتعالى what the meaning is successful indeed are the believers. And after this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about the quality of the believer. Who are the believers? The first characteristic of the believer is the salah. Is the salah. And he says, those who offer their salah, prayer, with all humility and full submissiveness. Okay? Not only salah, that Allah was for sure. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala count all the qualities. And in the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala end the qualities again by saying, and those who strictly guard their five compulsory congregation salah at their fixed stated hour. So Allah started the description and the qualities of the believer with salah. And he ended it again with what? With salah. And this is to show you the importance of the salah. And what's going to happen to these people? He says, those are the ones those are indeed the inheritors who shall inherit Al-Firdaus paradise. They shall dwell therein forever. So if you want to be from the dwellers of Jannah, may Allah give it to us all and all the Muslims, you have to remember that number one top priority is the Salah. If we look in Surah Al-Muddathir, Surah number 74, Surah number 74 and verse number 43. But let's look, you understand, read from verse number 40 or 59. Except illa ashab al-yameen في جنات يتساءلون عن المجرمين ما سلككم في سقر قالوا لم نك من المصلين ولم نك نطعم المسكين وكنا نخوض مع الخائضين وكنا نكذب بيوم الدين حتى أتانا اليقين فما تنفعهم شفاعة الشافعين. Say every person is blessed for what he has earned, except those who are, except those on the right, the pious, true believers. In guarding, they will ask one another about the criminals, the disbelievers, and they will say to them, they will say, the believers, asking the disbelievers, what has caused you to enter hell? They will reply and say, they will say, we were not of those who used to offer the salah. So what caused them to enter hellfire? Neglecting the prayer. So if you want to be saved from hellfire, guard your prayer. Guard your prayer. And he mentioned about the characteristics, the criminals, but the first thing, the first crime that they commit is what? Neglecting the salah. Okay, inshallah, we end with Surah Al-Ma'arij, which is Surah number 70. سورة المعارج سورة نمبر 70 and verse number 19 up to 23. الله سبحانه وتعالى is saying, إن الإنسان خلق هلوعا إذا مسه الشر جزوعا وإذا مسه الخير منوعا إلا المصلين الذين هم على صلاتهم دائمون والذين في أموالهم حق معلوم للسائل والمحروم. Very man, i.e. the deceiver, was created very impatient. Irritable when evil touched him, and niggardly when good touched him, except those who are devoted to Salah, those who remain constant in their prayer. You see? So now, a human being with his nature always jumping. Like we were talking yesterday about anxiety and hardship and difficulty and all these things. But Allah said, this is the nature of a human being in general, okay? Very impatient, but Allah says, stay, except. There is exception. Who? It is the musalleen, those who perform the prayer. Because the prayer going to change their characteristics, their behavior, their manner, the way how they act, the way how they behave. Now you are not going to be like the kuffar. Why? Because you're submitting yourself to Allah, you're praying to Allah, now you're going to have patience, now you're going to be wise, you understand? And you're going to know how to behave in time of calamity and time of goodness, you're going to have the proper way to act and to behave. With this, inshallah, we can look to few hadith until my table click, which is about maybe 5-10 minutes maximum. I'm not going to keep you too long. About some also of the importance of the salah, if I can see where I put my, I think it was 399. I could just see the number. عن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه أن رجلا أصاب من امرأة قبلة، فأتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فأخبره، فأنزل الله تبارك وتعالى: أقم الصلاة طرفي النهار وزلفا وزلفا من الليل إن الحسنات يذهبن السيئات. فقال الرجل: ألي هذا؟ قال: لجميع أمتي كلهم. متفق عليه. ابن مسعود من الله بيبليز بدهم narrated that a man had kissed a woman that is not his wife. Okay. And after this he came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم tried to see how he can correct such deed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this word in the prayer in the two ends of the day and by night. Indeed, good deed will erase the bad deed. So the man say, O Prophet of Allah, is this verse came especially for me? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it's for my whole ummah. So this hadith is telling you how is the salah, it can became a means to erase your mistakes and your bad evil. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in hadith which reported by Abu Huraira, قال الصلوات الخمس والجمعة إلى الجمعة كفارة لما بينهن ما لم تغش الكبائر رواه مسلم. The Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم is saying what the meaning is, the five time prayers, one after the other, one after the other, and from جمعة to جمعة became expiation to the sins that exist and happened between them as long the person doesn't commit one of the major sins. So when you pray Asr, you pray Zuhr and Asr, so Asr comes to cleanse the sins that have been committed between Zuhr and Asr. And after the Maghrib comes, you pray Maghrib, the Maghrib comes and cleans the sins that have been committed between Asr and Maghrib, as long you did not commit a major sin. And after this, from Jum'ah to Jum'ah, also be expiation for the sin. And also there is other hadith but is related to the walking to the mosque and waiting for the prayer. But inshallah also this hadith which reported by Ibn Mas'ud, سألت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أي الأعمال أفضل؟ قال الصلاة على وقتها. قلت ثم أي؟ قال بر الوالدين. قلت ثم أي؟ قال الجهاد في سبيل الله. I asked the Prophet of Allah Ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, said, I asked the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, which of our deeds is the best? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, performing the prayer in its time. He said, what comes after this? Say, being kind to your parents. He said, what comes after this? He said, jihad fi sabilillah. Subhanallah. He says that where is prayer stand in Islam is the height, the peak of Islam. Okay? So we can see how important is the salah. To such a degree that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, أمرت أن أقاتل الناس حتى يشهدوا أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله ويقيم الصلاة ويؤتوا الزكاة فإذا فعلوا ذلك عصموا مني دماءهم وأموالهم إلا بحق الإسلام وحسابهم على الله. He said that I've been commanded to fight the people until they testify to the oneness of Allah and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah and establishing the prayer and giving the zakah. If they do this, now their blood is sacred and their property is exempt with the rights of the Islam and their account with Allah. Jabir radiallahu anhu said, between iman and kufr or shirk is the salah. بين الرجل والشرك ترك الصلاة. And with this, inshallah, also we see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that the very thing that you're going to him accountable in the day of judgment is the salah. The first thing Allah will ask you in the day of judgment is your salah. So we have to understand the importance of the salah and the benefit of salah. This is some verses and some ahadith, inshallah. Hopefully this will be a reminder for all of us that we guard our prayer as much as possible. And inshallah we'll continue later on today. Thank you for listening. And jazakumullah khairan. And if anybody has any comment, any correction, if anybody still awake, we'd glad to hear it, inshallah. I think I'm starting to get awake now. And I hope I'm not going to bring this stuff. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. If anybody has a question, I don't mind, inshallah, entertain the question. Are you there?
Yes.
Let's see if anybody is willing to come. Driven by an assistant. First, let's see if anybody could be here. Okay, this is one. Me. Okay, inshallah, I'll be here. Pick me 5 before 12, please. Yeah.
So we'll move it back then. Inshallah.
Inshallah. And I hope I can get some sleep.
So inshallah, the next lecture day will start it.
Okay, next lecture inshallah will be at 12 o'clock, that means 1 o'clock your time. This is the web will be available.
Yes, we have Sheikh Salim at 2. So if it'll just be an hour lecture, we can do it.
It's a 45-minute lecture or 1 hour maximum, because after this will be the salah, inshallah, and the lunch and all this good dessert that we're doing it here in Texas. I'm only kidding. Okay. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. Thank you. We end our lecture, inshallah. I'm going to hang up now, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Okay, guys. Inshallah, there'll be another lecture from Sheikh Atlee at...